good night, and thank you, Paul. And just to say that I have a little story to tell myself. For all my life, I've lived in Cork, right? And for nearly 20 years, I worked on the street. I'm telling my age now, but I worked in Atkins, which was a garden centre where McDonald's are now. And I had my lunch many days below with Humphrey and in the Long Valley. And I never, in my long-legged life, knew that this had existed upstairs until tonight. So these three visitors in Coventry knew more about Cork than I did. And I just want to welcome them, first of all, to welcome Martin, Tom and Sarah, and delighted that they're guests here tonight. And I suppose that, Lord Mayor of the City, to, you know, again acknowledge that we are twinned with Coventry. And, you know, it's a twinning that goes back a long way, but also, if we never had a twinning, there's a huge connection between Cork and Coventry and all the people that emigrated in the 50s and 60s. And, you know, for some people it was a very lonesome journey, but in the long term, for many of them, it's where they made their home and, you know, now consider themselves to be at home in Coventry. And that connection is a huge connection, but as I say, it came out of financial circumstances for a lot of people, but there is that a very, very close connection with Coventry. I won't be participating, I'll be listening. I'm sure you're all glad to know. But looking forward to hearing some of the poems from our Coventry guests and also from yourselves. And to congratulate John on his poem tonight. I know it was about saying we're going to be up to here with the royal family, but I think he started it, so we'll keep going. So anyway, thanks for that, John, and enjoy the rest of the evening.